Morning, everybody. Welcome to worship this morning. I'm Mike Tooman. The band is behind me. Please stand and join us for our first song. All right, let's push it. One, two, three, four. Nice. All right, here we go.
Now I'm set apart. From the ash I am born again, forever saved in the Savior's hand. You are mine.
You are mine, then within your ways I'll follow you, Lord, for all my days. Fix my eyes, fix my eyes, follow in your way. Forever free in unending grace. Cause you are, you are, you are my freedom. We lift you higher, your love, never ending. Oh, oh, oh. You are alive in us. Nothing can take your place. You are all.
Darkest night, let your love be my shining light, breaking chains that were holding me. You sent your son down and set me free. In the midst of a little faith, I'm pressing on till I see your face. I will live that your will be done. I won't stop till your kingdom come. Cause you are, you are, you are my freedom. We lift you higher, your love, never ending. Oh, 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 you are alive in us. Nothing can take your place. You are all we need. Your love has set us free. Us free,
cause you are,
cause you are, you are, you are my freedom. We lift you higher, your love, never ending. Oh, 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 you are alive in us. Nothing can take your place. You are all we need. Your love.
Amen.
so much, Mike, and praise team for leading us in song this morning. My name is Reverend John Reynolds. It's so great to welcome you to church this morning. If this is your first Sunday with us, we're so glad that you decided to make this your spiritual home this morning. And if you've been worshiping with us for a long time, we're grateful to have you here with us as well. As we gather for worship, we hope that you are handed a card on your way in the door. We invite you to take a moment to fill that card out. Let us know your name, your email address, your physical address, your phone number, whatever you feel comfortable with. And on the back of that is an opportunity for you to get plugged into the ministries of our church. And we would love to have you do that if you're interested. In addition to that, in the pew back in front of you, there's a yellow prayer card. We would love to have you fill that out as well. If there's anything that we can be praying for you or a loved one or a family member or a neighbor about, we would be honored to be praying alongside you for those individuals. In addition to that, we want to let you know that this is Confirmation Sunday. We are so excited to celebrate that with the students who have made their way through confirmation this year. We're excited for this moment for you, and we wanted to share, unfortunately, it breaks our heart. Allison, our director of student and children's ministries at our church, unfortunately, late this week, came down with COVID and unfortunately is unable to be with us this morning, but she will be preaching digitally, virtually, one wonderful technology of 2022 we've learned along the way. So Allison will be preaching to us virtually, and I just want to invite you to hold her in your prayers as she and her family recover in this time. We pray that she has a swift and speedy recovery, that she's feeling better soon. But as we worship together this morning, we encourage you to keep her in your prayers as we celebrate your confirmation. May this day be filled with blessings for you and your family as we celebrate that joy this morning. Let us continue to worship God together this day. Amen.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Savior like a shepherd.
Savior like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need that tender
Lord God, we come to you on this beautiful morning to worship you. Please remind us why we are here. It feels good to be here. We are happy to be here, and it is not bad for us to be happy while we are here worshiping you, but it is not the point. and we are here to give ourselves to you. Please help us to do that with everything that we are, because we know that you deserve that for all that you are and all that you have given us. Amen.
And to pray with us.
Hi, my name is Marley. I'm in eighth grade. I started believing in God because of the influence of my parents and mentors. Now I believe in God for myself because I've had more experiences being part of the church community. Jesus is my inspiration. He teaches me to forgive and care for everyone. And now let us pray. Jesus, thank you for coming physically to us. You became human, a real human with a real body. Who can imagine that God, the truth, eternal life, became man? The people who witnessed your life saw you with their physical eyes. They felt you with their actual hands. You weren't a vision or a dream, but the real God that came to bring us joy and life to us. And you beckon them as you invite us now, come follow me. Thank you, Jesus, and we ask that we may see you at work in our world, in our church, and in our lives. May we join in proclaiming how real you are and the joy you bring. Amen.
Precious blood.
Precious blood has left me forgiven. Pure like the whitest of snow, powerful to make sin and shame retreat. This covenant is making me whole. So I will rise and lift my head, for by his mercy my life was spared. The highest name has set me free. Because of Jesus, my heart is clean. Purify my heart in your presence. Discover the joy of holiness that forms as you draw me close. In you what was lost is restored. So I will rise and lift my head, for by his mercy my life was spared. The highest name has set me free. Because of Jesus, my heart is clean. So I will rise and lift my head, for by his mercy my life was spared. The highest name has set me free. Because of Jesus, my heart is clean. Because of Jesus, my heart is clean.
Amen.
Hi, my name is Ezra. I'm in 10th grade. I believe in God because of my parents, my grandparents, and my friends, such as the Franklin family, who have shared with me their strong faith. I see Jesus as my friend and my salvation. I want to help feed the homeless and be kind to everyone. Today's scripture reading is from 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. We proclaim to you the one who existed from the beginning, whom we have heard and seen. We saw him with our own eyes and touched him with our own hands. He is the word of life. This one who is life itself was revealed to us, and we have seen him. And now we testify and proclaim to you that he is the one who is eternal life. He was with the Father, and then he was revealed to us. We proclaim to you what we ourselves have actually seen and heard, so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that you may fully share our joy. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Well, good morning, everyone. And good morning, confirmation students. I am so disappointed that I can't be there today with you, but I'm very grateful for technology that makes this possible. And I just wanna say I am so proud of all of you and congratulations on being confirmed today. And we'll have to hang out and party another day and save a cupcake for me maybe. So let's imagine together that after the service today, someone comes up to you and they say, "Hi, I'm new here, I'm new to Brighton, and in fact, I'm new to your whole country." Maybe they have an accent and you can tell, oh yeah, this is someone who hasn't been here. And they say, "I'm new here, but the thing is, I heard there were some really good tacos. Could you help me find them?" What would your response be? I know for me, I would probably pull out my phone and go to the map app and, maybe show them that way. Or maybe I would verbally tell them how to get there because we're really close to downtown and that's where I know some of the best tacos are, right? And, or otherwise I may write down a couple of directions. What about you? So do you think that my response would be a helpful one? What about yours for our new foreign friend? What if I told you that that person more than likely was actually hoping that I would draw over a couple more people to join us and take them myself to get the tacos, to actually walk with them to find the place? Is that interesting? Surprising? A little inconvenient, maybe? I might think, hey, look, I'm giving this person the gift of independence, right? I'll give them the directions and they can find it on their own. Well, 7 years ago, my family and I moved to live and work and learn and minister in Asia. We moved to a really big city with lots of people, think 12 million, and lots of things to figure out in order to make a life there. And one of those things was super practical, bedding, okay? So I had heard that there was a place I needed to get to called the Fabric Market. And in order to get there, I needed to know how. So I went to my language school teacher, and I said, look, I need to have some bedding made for my family. How do I get to the fabric market? So her response was that she pulled out her phone and Instead of pulling up the map app, though, or writing down the number of the buses that I would need to take, she was looking at her calendar. And she was finding a day, one of her days off, I might add, when she could take me there herself. That's when I began to learn that it was customary in their culture to accompany you, especially if you were a foreigner or a guest in their country, that if you needed help getting somewhere, they would take you there themselves. My teacher's response was, "I'll go along with you to show you how it's done." Turns out it is a distinctly American thing to give directions to a foreigner in order for them to get somewhere on their own. You see, something that you need to understand is that I had the address of the fabric market. I had this little business card that had the name and the address of it on there. I couldn't pronounce it, but I had it. Yeah, my teacher was pretty dismissive of that little card. You see, it's not that it was the wrong destination. It's that she knew the best way for me to reach that place was for her to accompany me, for her to take me there herself and show me how it's done. I don't believe that we are intended to figure things out on our own, for ourselves, in this Christian faith. We are not left alone to figure this faith out. When Jesus began his public ministry, news of who he was had begun to spread thanks to his cousin, John the Baptist. So one day, some people like John and Andrew and Simon Peter, they walk up to Jesus and they ask him a question. They ask, "Where are you staying?" Now, this was a common greeting in their culture, loosely translated as, "So what are you up to?" And the response that Jesus gives is not to show them or to give them the address of his Airbnb. Surprising, I know. And it's not even to give them a list of the things that he's going to be teaching on that day. Instead, his response is three simple words: "Come and see." And later, a few minutes later, he added, "Follow me." So Jesus's response is not so much an answer as an invitation to participate and experience with him. And that is, in fact, the overall approach that Jesus took in the way that he revealed who God is and what God is like. Jesus walked around as a flesh and blood human being, but he said in John 14:9, "If you have seen me, you have seen the Father." You see, Jesus knew that the best way for the disciples to come to a place where they could understand what God was like was for him to take them there himself. So we're going to fast forward now from that time, about 50 plus years into the future. Jesus has died, resurrected, and he's left behind a whole bunch of followers. And there's been churches established. But a dangerous idea is beginning to grow in popularity. There's this idea that Jesus could not have possibly been fully human and fully divine. In fact, that Jesus was probably not a real flesh and blood person who experienced actual suffering or even actual death on the cross. And the problem with that, if his death wasn't real, his resurrection wasn't real either. And it stripped it of its power and its meaning for his followers. You see, this teaching taught that Jesus and God were in fact distant, detached ideas, good, lofty, ideas, but detached from the human experience. And this is where we find our scripture passage that Ezra read for us. Thank you to Ezra. The beloved disciple John, he has been following Jesus his entire life. He's probably in his 90s when he writes this letter. For him, Jesus has been a whole experience for him and for countless others. You see, Jesus has been more than a nice idea, and he's here to set the record straight. So how had Jesus been so real to John and others? Well, how do we experience anything in our lives? How do we notice things in our world? With our five senses, right? And that is how Jesus made God known to the disciples, through tangible experiences, okay? They had tasted the bread and the fish that Jesus multiplied. They had seen his body and the scars of his resurrected body. They knew Jesus was real. So the passage that Ezra read, there are actually 11 different Greek words used to describe some sort of sensory experience that John and the disciples had, that they saw, they heard, they touched, they tasted. So he's testifying to the fact that Jesus did, in fact, live among them, and he had invited them to come and see, and that's what they had done. So what does this mean for us here today? Jesus isn't walking around, right? Can't go touch him and see him. But Jesus was real. And he did set a real example and showed us really what God is like. And the response to that for the disciples, for John, first of all, in this passage, he starts out by saying, "We proclaim to you all that we have seen and heard." To proclaim something is to tell it clearly. So today, I want us to think about, what does it mean to tell it clearly the things that we have seen and heard? Well, first off, we're so grateful for the first eyewitnesses to Jesus and how they recorded those things, and they passed down that faith from generation to generation. And that leads to us here today, that we can be a part of that same faith that's based in the reality of a living, breathing Savior that walked this earth. But what about us? How have we seen and heard Jesus in our lives? I know for me, you know, I can still remember the words of a VBS volunteer in the basement of a small church who said to me, "You know, Jesus would love to hear you talk to him, to pray." And so I went home that night, I sat on my bed, and I prayed to God. I don't know if it was for the first time, but it was the first time that I expected that God was listening. And, you know, I didn't know what to expect, but I felt something. And I knew from that time forward that I was not alone. That changed my life. You know, after that point, I started going to church, and God bless my mom. She's willing to drive me every time the doors were open. Youth group, Sunday morning, Sunday night, missions dinners, you name it. And what I found there in that community were other followers of Jesus who had known and seen and heard and touched and tasted what this faith is all about. And they invited me into their lives to experience it for myself. You know, we went on mission trips, and I got to touch the hurting. I got to feed the hungry. I got to taste and see the goodness of God at work in this world. And I've had so many years since then of seeing God at work, of hearing, of tasting, of experiencing and feeling and knowing that God is real. He's revealed himself to me in such a real way. I've never been able to stop proclaiming about the goodness of God. Jesus shows what God is like, and we tell others for their joy. So again, I want you to think, how has God been revealed to you? You see, this is something that this church is excellent at. We invite people to come and to join us, to come and see how God is at work. We feed the hungry and serve the homeless and build houses for them. We do lots of things here where we invite people of all ages to join us and to say, come along with us. Come and see what Jesus is all about. That's the example that Jesus set, to invite people in to live this life together. And that's what we do here. And that brings us to our confirmants this morning. You see, they have seen and heard of God's goodness in their lives already. First, most of them from their parents, from their grandparents, from Sunday school teachers, from mentors in this church. And the faith that they've had from baptism, they are now confirming as teenagers. They are experiencing the living Christ for themselves. I encourage you, read the posters out in the community room where they wrote about their faith. You see, following Jesus' invitation to come and see, follow me, is a whole way of being and touching and tasting and hearing and being present in this life that opens our eyes to see God at work in all things. C.S. Lewis once wrote, "I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else." May that be true for each of us today, and may it be true for the students today, as they confirm their faith and continue to walk with Christ in all things. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you that this proclamation, this telling, is not a one-time event, but a whole lifelong experience that you invite us into. You extend your hand afresh and anew every morning. You say, come, follow me. You whisper, come and see what I'm up to today. Won't you join me and make me real for the joy of this world? May it be so in our lives. Amen.
At this time, I'd invite our confirmation students to come forward, and you can come stand across the chancel. Well, it is a great joy to be with the students this morning, and we're disappointed, but holding Allison in our prayers and our thoughts as she's recovering from COVID. It is so wonderful to have the students here this morning, but I also want to introduce to you Carolyn Combs. She was one of our confirmation student, or one of our confirmation teachers. We're all learning, so in some ways we're all students, but she was one of our confirmation teachers this spring that worked with the students. I also want to introduce Bruce Stark, and as well as Chris, you guys can give a wave. They were two of our confirmation mentors that were able to be here, as well as Al. So we have some great confirmation mentors in the congregation this morning. Students, it is a great joy to be with you, and it is wonderful to look out and to see your parents who have been a part of your faith journey and experience, as well as I'm seeing some maybe aunts and uncles and grandparents and a whole congregation of faith that is celebrating your journey today and your commitment to Christ. So in this time of our confirmation ritual, there'll be a variety of responses that the congregation, you can look for your responses up on the screen. Also, a little bit moment later, we'll be celebrating a baptism. So we'll invite the family to come forward when it's time for the baptism. And then when each student receives their confirmation blessing, the family will also be invited forward. So with that, let us begin and celebrate. Brothers and sisters, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty act of salvation and given new birth through water of the Spirit. All of this is God's gift, given to us without a price. And through confirmation and through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant that was declared at our baptism. We acknowledge what God is doing for us, and we affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church.
I present for confirmation Lila DeLicke, Ryan Fink, Evan Johnson, Marley Simpson, and Brenna Wade.
Students, I have some questions for you this morning. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, please say, I do.
Do you accept the freedom and power that God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, say, I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If you do, say, I do.
And according to the grace given you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representative in the world? If so, say, I will. And also to our mentors and those who have been a part of this journey for our confirmands, will you who sponsor these candidates, will you support and encourage them in their Christian life? If so, please say, I will.
Amen. This is a question for everybody gathered here today. Do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Jesus Christ? If so, say, we do.
Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care?
I'd invite your response. With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness, that they may grow in their trust of God and be found faithful in their service to others. We will pray for them, that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. I'd invite us now to join together in professing the Christian faith that we find from the Old and the New Testaments. Confirmation students, as well as the congregation, I ask you, do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Amen. I would invite Lila to stay up front here, and the rest of the students can go ahead and have a seat. I also invite Lila's family to come forward as we get prepared for the celebration of her baptism. May the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and you brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. And after the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. and their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you had promised. I'd invite us to respond. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day.
In the fullness of time you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations.
Declare the works of his nation, his glory among all the people. May you pour out your Holy Spirit, God, to bless the gift of this water and to Lila who will receive it, to wash away her sin, to clothe her with righteousness, that through their lives, that through dying and being raised with Christ, she may share in his final victory. Let us respond. All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and your Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. Lila, I'd invite you to come forward and kneel. And family, if you want to come close, you can draw a little bit closer around her. Lila, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. May the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 I invite you to go ahead and sit down. You can stay up here, Lila. It is a great joy, Lila, to welcome you as a new sister of Christ congregation. Let's welcome her and respond. Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as a member of the family of Christ. Amen. Would the rest of the students please come forward as we prepare for our confirmations now? All right, Lila, would you like to come forward? And just as I invited Lila's family to sit, you're getting your calisthenic workout. Come on back up if you'd like to be a part of the confirmation blessing. And mentors, you can prepare. You can find Lila's stole there that we'll be sharing with her. Our congregation has a beautiful tradition of having the students create a stole. They've all been designed at a time in their confirmation class, and each stole that the students created has their name on it and the different images and drawings to represent who they are as a person of faith and their belief in Christ. So, Lila, I'd invite you to go ahead and kneel, and family, if you want to draw closer a little bit here. So we celebrate your baptism, and as a part of confirmation, as a part of this ritual, We celebrate all that was done and the vows at the time of your baptism. And so we just did it, but we can celebrate it again. We can celebrate your commitment to Christ. And so we lift this blessing to you. We continue to pray that may the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, that you continue to live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 So I'd invite Ryan's family to come forward now. You can go ahead and have a seat. Amen. All right, Ryan.
Ryan, today we celebrate with you this day. We celebrate this moment in your life. And so we say, Ryan, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We invite you to rise and be received into this body of Christ. Amen.
And one of the mentors will place the stole upon you. So I believe Al has this stole for you. He'll place over you. All right. Let's welcome Ryan. Evan's family, I invite you to come forward. Evan, you can go ahead and kneel. Evan, may the Holy Spirit work within you that having been born through water and the Spirit, you live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Bruce has your stole. Congregation, let's welcome him.
I'll invite Marley forward and Marley's family if you'd like to join us up front here. Marley, we invite you to receive this blessing. Marley, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And Al has your stole. We celebrate and welcome you.
Brenna, we invite you to come forward as well. And Brenna,
and your mom,
if your family would like to come forward to stand alongside you at this time. Amen. We invite you to hear these words of confirmation. Brenna, the Holy Spirit work within you, that having been born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Bruce has your stole. Let's celebrate and welcome her. Students, as members of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness? If so, please say, I will.
And members of the household of God, I commend to you these people. They are in your love and care. Will you do everything in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love? We invite you to respond with the words on the screen.
We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love, as members together with you in the body of Christ, and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ.
May the God of all grace, who called us to eternal glory in Christ, may he establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. And I invite Carolyn to share a few special words and a gift from our congregation.
On behalf of the congregation of First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake, we celebrate your baptism and confirmation and rejoice in how God is working in your life. This morning, we present each of you with a Bible as a gift from our congregation. As you study and read the words of Scripture, may you be reminded of your church home that loves you, supports you, and is praying for you.
Not only have the students received a beautiful Bible for them to study their scriptures, but we also have a special wooden cross that was created by Carl Dibert. So I'd invite you to share those with the students as well. It says, confirmed in Christ, and is a memory of your confirmation journey. Again, students, welcome. Congregation, let's celebrate today. All right, you can be seated. We continue in worship in the spirit of prayer. Brenna, I'd invite you forward to lead us in prayer.
Hi, my name is Brenna. I'm in ninth grade. I believe that Jesus is the one that I pray to during hard times. My parents and grandparents have shown me how to have faith, and it feels like the right thing for me, too. The lines of this prayer are taken from the confirmation posters that we all wrote during class. Dear Jesus, we turn our attention to you here today. We are grateful for your presence in our lives. You have made yourself known to us. We look to you as our inspiration, our teacher, and our friend. We name you as our Savior and as the Lord of our lives. In your character, we name the acceptance, the kindness, and the empathy that you show us and all people.
and we claim for ourselves the forgiveness you so freely give. Some of us know you as a healer, and some of us know you as our hope, despite the hardships and trials we have faced. Thank you for giving us grace and for teaching us to pray. Now we will have time for silent prayers. For the people who will be receiving the prayer quilts this week. Lord, we pray for Colleen, for Ava, a friend of Mary and John Johnson, for Andra, a friend of Mary and John Johnson, and for Fred Stewart, the father of Barbara Eckfeld. Please pray with me as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Heaven, I invite you forward to share with us the offering.
Hi, my name is Evan. I am in eighth grade. I've been coming to this church with my family since I was little. I believe Jesus gives me hope. I know Jesus and God to be accepting, kind, and forgiving. At this time, we will take up the offering to support the ministries of the church and in our community.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, but to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
Please stand and sing with us.
I can only imagine. When that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun, I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Surrounded by your glory,
surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to
sing hallelujah. Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory. Surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only
My name is Ryan, and I'm in 8th grade. I believe in God and Jesus because my family and friends also believe. I like playing music and volunteering. At this time, we will pray for the offering. Dearest Lord, on this Confirmation Sunday, when six of us, some who have been running around here since we were toddlers, will affirm our faith in you, and by the power of the Spirit at work within us, are declared disciples of Jesus in the midst of this community. We are thankful every day for the gift of the body, your church. We are thankful every day for the gift of generations all around us, for senior citizens and middle-agers, for married couples and single people, for tiny babies and tall college students, and for the continuation of this Christian faith from generation to generation. We bring you to this morning, as we do every week, our gifts of love and sacrifice. We've dropped some of these gifts in the offering plates that have been made their way up and down these pews. But the greatest of gifts we have from you are the people who make up our diverse community of faith. We give ourselves to you, and we trust you to continue the good work that you have begun in all of us. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen.
Blessed be your name.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plenteous.
There we go.
May your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place. Though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me.
When
the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. On the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name. Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. You give and take away. You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
Amen.
Amen. Well, what a special day for us to celebrate the confirmation of the students that we celebrated this morning. As I close this worship service, I want to invite Lila forward to prepare for us our benediction. But I just want to share with you a couple of quick announcements as we close our time together. First of all, you might see inside the community room these beautiful blue shirts. They're available if you're interested in purchasing them for $10. Later on this summer, we are inviting everybody to come and do a walk with us that will start at Brighton High School. It's a walk, a big community walk that we are raising money for the Samaritan Counseling Center, a place that provides a low or no cost counseling in our community right here in our church. And we are looking for as many folks to walk around in these blue shirts as possible this summer. If you'd like to join us, the shirts are out there, and I'd love to help you sign up for that race if you can join us. In addition to that, we're looking for volunteers at our tech booth throughout the course of the summer. We would love to have a couple of folks. If you're willing, if you can press a space bar or sort of move a camera so that it's on the right spot to capture events and worship services, you can help in the tech booth, and we would love to have your help with us this summer. If you want to volunteer, we encourage you to visit with Gene Smith, who's at the tech booth as we speak, and he would love to sign you up for some times this summer, and he'll train you, show you everything that you'll need to know to be able to do that. If you're willing to help us, we would love to have you join that team. And with that, I'll turn it over for our closing benediction.
Hi, my name's Lila, and I'm in eighth grade. I started believing because my parents brought me to church. I now choose for myself to believe because when I am a part of the church, I'm a happier person. I believe Jesus is my Savior and protector. He gives me hope and inspires me to be my best self. I feel close to Him and church and when I pray for others. And now our benediction will be a Celtic Christian blessing for the senses by John O'Donohue. May your body be blessed. May you realize that your body is a faithful and beautiful friend of your soul. And may you be peaceful and joyful and recognize that your senses are sacred thresholds. May you realize that holiness is mindful, gazing, feeling, hearing, and touching. May your senses gather you and bring you home. May your senses always enable you to celebrate the universe and the mystery and possibilities in your presence here. May the Lord of Earth bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
One, two, three, four.